you're not responding to primary therapy, you can still get long-term disease control with high-dose therapy. That despite high-dose therapy, however, relapse remains the single most important cause of treatment failure. So, I mean, the message is, you know, look, you know, you can cure these people with a transplant, but successes are not very high because people still relapse. Mm-hmm. And that, therefore, strategies aimed at preventing relapses are going to be essential to improve outcomes for these patients. And those strategies are now starting to be explored, such as post-transplant maintenance therapies with either, you know, hypomethylating agents or immune monitoring drugs.